Right, ladies and gentlemen, can I thank all the panels that have gone before and for the excellent job they have done. We're coming on now to two other issues. You will recall that we announced in relation to what the charity was that we were supporting this particular year. Of course, it is a very, very worthy charity, Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. And just in a moment or two, I'm going to ask someone to speak on that. And after that, without any further ado from me, we will have Gordon Lyons, who has been an excellent Minister of the Economy, promoting Northern Ireland every given opportunity. So immediately after this, Gordon will come forward. He also has the important role of Director of Elections, and you'll be hearing a lot more about him and from him over the next few months. And that will be followed by a video presentation from one of our newest councillors, Alan Lewis. Alan has seen the light, and he's left the Ulster Unionists, and he's with us, and we're delighted to welcome to our conference here today. But just right now, there's two young ladies here with us, Fiona and Vivian from the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice, and they're standing backstage, and I'm asking them to come on now, and they're going to tell you something about the Children's Hospice here in Northern Ireland. Right, Fiona, it's all yours.
Hello, everybody. My name's Fiona. I'm part of the community outreach team for the Northern Ireland Hospice and Children's Hospice. And delighted to be here today. And thank you so much for your support so far this year. You've raised over £1,000, which is absolutely amazing. And we really do appreciate that. But I want you to think of something. Have you ever had a day when you're extremely tired? You find it really, really hard to focus. You haven't slept that night. You're maybe a little bit grumpy with the other half, with your kids, or with your partner. Now, we all have days like that when we're really, really tired. But imagine if every day you wake up feeling like that because you're caring for your child that has life-limiting and life-threatening conditions. At the Children's Hospice, we provide respite for families, for those children and their families. The Horizon House is outside Glengormley, and there we provide time and patience for the families. The parents can come along and they can find a little bit of time for themselves. They can sleep and wake up refreshed and relaxed. The siblings can come along and they can enjoy experiences as well in a really homely, warm environment. We help to try and reduce the stress and strain by providing that nursing care for the children when they're there the whole time. So that just relieves the parents and gives them that little bit of me time and time to build memories and have exciting times with the rest of the family as well. As I've said, we are up in Glengormley. We're at Horizon House. This is actually the 21st year of the Children's Hospice. So we've been celebrating this year with sort of certain events, which is fantastic. 21 years of care provided there, but also right throughout the community. We have teams of nurses right throughout Northern Ireland who go to the people or the children's houses and they care for them in their homes as well. At the Horizon House, we have therapy, hydrotherapy pool, which is fantastic for the children. It helps relax their muscles and gives them lots of time together with their siblings. We have a den where they can play music. We have an art therapy room, lots of different types of exercises as well that we can do, which is really fantastic for the kids. We also have a program called I'm Coming Home. That's a service that we give to families, gives them the opportunity to leave the clinical environment of the hospital as well, and gives 24-hour care for the families themselves. This can take place in the children's hospice, but if possible, we try to do that in the children's house, try to provide that 24-hour care there as well. We have a nurse located at the Royal Belfast Hospital for Sick Children, and they connect with families that need that service. So it's a very vital service as well. I've mentioned community, so we do have several specialist children nurses. We have 8 community teams across Northern Ireland, and they work in the people's houses, and they're dedicated to providing the best care that they possibly can as well. I'm going to pass you over to Vivian. Vivian is chair of the Banbridge support group, and she's one of our volunteers. And what Vivian has to say will, I'm sure, impress you. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. As Fiona said, I'm chair of the Banbridge support group, and but I'm also one of the families that have been helped with the support of the Children's Hospice in the past. This morning, what I want to do is read out the words that my daughter has written. My daughter is a sibling of children that have had life-limiting conditions. And I thought it would be nice to hear from a sibling's perspective this morning, just slightly differently. My sister Ashley was born with a rare genetic disease, as well as my brother Ryan before her. The condition is called metachromatic leukodystrophy. My parents faced a time without the hospice with my older brother, and in comparison with the support that they received with Ashley, was immeasurable. My first ever experience of the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice would have been the nurses coming to our home for visits. Usually this happened on a Saturday morning, allowing Mum to take me to my weekly swim lessons, knowing that Ashley was safe and well cared for. Little things like these make a huge difference and allowed some sense of normality in our lives. Every time we visited the Horizon House, I couldn't help but smile. From the second we walked through the door, we were greeted with friendly faces. From the volunteer at reception signing us onto one of the nursing staff, helping us with Ashley's bags and escorting us down that familiar curved corridor, following the caterpillar round to the living room. Once inside, we were greeted with a cup of tea and a chat about Ashley's favourite things to do. You immediately feel the warmth of the staff and know that you and your loved ones are going to be well cared for. Something that made a huge difference to me was the support of the siblings group. Meeting other children in the same situation was a huge comfort. Having the opportunity to talk in a safe environment with people who understood was absolutely invaluable. Not to forget the fun. We had some activities and we attended retreats. I also had many great times at the hospice, from nights at the zoo to siblings' retreat, but my favourite memory from hospice is the time we spent in the hydrotherapy pool. Swimming was my favourite activities growing up. I spent every Saturday morning in the pool, and while being able to share that experience in Ashley in a way that wasn't possible in a public pool, the hospice allowed us to create so many precious memories which we will cherish forever. Having the Children's Hospice has made such a massive impact on our lives. The work they do to support so many children and families right across Northern Ireland is vital. I have been fortunate enough to be part of Banbridge Children's Hospice Support Group, who have done some amazing work over the years. I love being part of this community and would recommend to anyone to get involved with your local support group. Thank you for listening, and I'll hand you back to Fiona.
Just some figures for you. Last year, we supported 85 brave families at Children's Hospice. We cared for just under 400 children throughout the year. Sadly, 37 children died at hospice last year. And we also provided antenatal support for 10 mothers as well. Some money handles as well. So it costs £19.90 for an hour of therapeutic support for a sibling. An hour of counselling for a family member costs around £52. A family support session offering emotional support and counselling for the whole family would come in at about £157. In 2021, over the whole of the service, there was 3,723 new patients. Now that's adults and children combined. We have found that there's a lot more people being referred. We have 10 bedrooms in Children's Hospice, but we only have money to open 7 of those. And we have to turn children away all the time, which is just heartbreaking. So whatever yous can do, whether yous have connections in the local community, and I know yous all do, if you have local community businesses, if you have churches, if you have any type of organisation that can maybe hold a coffee break for us, could join in a 5K run, can do anything for us at all, please, please do get in touch. We really do need your help. Last year, it cost £16.5 million to run hospice services. Now, that's adults, children's and community combined. This year, it's estimated it's going to cost us £19.5 million. That's just a huge amount of money. And we do rely on the support of the people of Northern Ireland. That's where the majority of our money comes from. So anything that anybody can do would really, really be appreciated. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Thank you.
Can we thank Vivian and Fiona? We are a party with a social conscience, and we are a party made up of members who have a social conscience. And I could just say this, that there will be buckets at the door for you to give as generously as you possibly can. Now, I am aware that some has already given at the dinner last night, but there'll be no offence taken if you subscribe again. So don't worry about that, but we would ask you seriously to keep in mind what this organisation is doing. And we must always keep in mind that some do not enjoy sometimes the health that we have and the lifestyle or whatever our lifestyle is, but I just appeal to you to give as generously as you can as you leave the conference today. Thank you. Over to Gordon.